Good morning, my people. Hope you're going awesome. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the difference between strategy, big picture, and tactical thinking, and where the dyslexic mind sits and why this can cause bigger challenges than we realize. Okay, let's dig in. I want to talk today about the difference between tactical, strategical, and big picture thinking. Now, this came up to me when I sat down with a dyslexic mind, because it's always good sitting down with someone else who's dyslexic, because we all look at things from such different perspectives, and different perspectives is how we grow. You know, you can't always live in your own head. You can't grow beyond who you are if you don't talk and listen to others. And sitting down with this guy called Alex, it was very interesting to be reminded of something that, you know, I've heard in the past. And this is the thing with myself, and I'm not sure if it's the same with you, but information can sometimes be heard, but it can pass through you. Somewhere it's retained as a memory, but it doesn't stick with you to be used in your daily life. And then someone reminds you of it later and you're like, oh yeah, I've heard about that before. Never done anything with it. Now, this could be for a lot more people other than dyslexics, but I find it happens a lot to myself. And so I was sitting down with Alex and Vanessa, and we were talking about how can we make a bigger impact with the truth about dyslexia and other projects we're working on. And one thing that really got through again is he was talking about what we're great at and what we're not. And one of his realizations was dyslexics are fantastic tactical people. We're good at the tactics. So we have an idea, we go straight into tactics. And what tactics are those individual things that you just do. You know, you go straight into action, you start flying through different bits with passion and energy, and you know, you start executing a bunch of stuff that's driven by a big picture. You know, you've got a big picture in your head, you've got a few tactics or things you could do right now to get going, and you fly in at full speed. And this is kind of why a lot of us never finish anything, is because big picture arrives in our head, it drives emotional energy through us, and that lasts for however long, sometimes an hour, sometimes a day, sometimes a month, you know, whatever it is, it drives that energy through us, and we start throwing tactics out there. And it looks like we know what we're doing. We're very confident and full speed a lot of the time. And this can be in any activity. It can be a personal interest. It could be going on a diet. It could be in business. And we fly at it. But then we get to a point where we're a bit lost. We have no idea, now that we've done all these tactics, we've got something. But we can't see the strategy to get between where we've got to ourselves and the finished big picture. And we don't think we can do it. And we're just like, I'm not sure. And we're actually terrible at asking for help. We try and solve our own problems too much. You know, we're really, really insular sometimes in our problem solving methods. We want to be right. We think that problem solving is our key value in society, that we don't want to let other people step in and do that, or we wouldn't have anything. So we don't always ask for help, and we can end up hammering away at things for way too long and never achieving anything. And this is because dyslexics don't seem to be very good strategical thinkers. And when I say strategical, it's how do you plan from start to finish? How do you go, okay, I've got that energy. Now, before I even step into this, before I even do a singular tactic, what is the strategy I'm going to take? What is the pathway? And I'm going to give you an example. So let's use a bit of a metaphor. Now, imagine you were going somewhere on a map. So imagine a map. Imagine like a kind of a real visual map. Say you're in New York City and you want to get to, you know, you've had this picture and this dream in your mind of what California is like. You imagine the beaches. You're like, wow, I want to be there. I could do that. I can't wait. Now, before you know, the standard dyslexic approach before you do anything is to sell everything you have at less money than it's probably worth, jump in the car and start driving west. You know, that's what we would do. That's our standard approach. And we'd go at full speed. And as a dyslexic, we would use our problem-solving skills, and we made it all the way to Texas. But because we never put a strategy in place, we've run out of gas, we've run out of money, we're starving, and it seems too hard. And a family member's offered to fly us back to New York, or fly us to Toronto in a lot of cases, go somewhere completely different. We're like, oh, it's getting too hard. I don't actually know how I'm even going to get to California from Texas. Maybe I'll just have another idea and I'll go down that track. Let's go to Canada. And so you swap, you know, even though you've invested all this time and energy and life force, you go in a different direction. Instead of going, okay, I'm really, and now if you did it on a slightly different tactic, or slightly different tactics, wrong word, slightly different mindset, and you go, okay, I want to go to California. If you can learn strategic thinking, it's actually, okay, I want to go there. I'm passionate about that. I'm going to do nothing. That's what I try and do these days. I'm not saying I'm great at it. Honestly, it's so easy to get caught up in tactics when you're passionate. So, so easy. Especially because we want to see something that's done. So that'll help give us confidence. But when it comes to strategic thinking, it's about stopping and going, okay, let me go and actually get out a map and map a route. How are we going to get from here to California? Are we going to drive? Maybe flying is a better idea. What if we sold the car and flew? Or, I want to drive. I want to see the scenery. What do I need? How much gas is it going to take? Maybe I should Google that or look at it or get someone else to Google it for me and start putting in a bit of a plan. You see, when you've got a map, you can actually see some of the problems that are going to occur in advance. When you look at the strategy, you can't do them all, but you might be able to find 80% of the problems that are going to pop up along the way. For example, oh look, there's a big stretch without a gas station. I better make sure I put gas in here or I'm going to run out. So you can kind of actually sort out and find some of the problems that are going to appear. You know, maybe you don't want to drive it through the middle of winter or the middle of summer for weather reasons. Maybe you decide that's not actually the best option. There's a bunch of stuff from putting the strategic thinking play in place that will actually get you there quicker. And then on your route to your destination, you can then let your dyslexic skills shine, because there will be challenges, there will be potholes, there will be whatever challenges you come across while driving that you need to solve. But you don't have to solve everything. And this can be one of the tiring things about dyslexia is we're always so far in tactics. We sometimes jump in so quickly, we drive the wrong direction. You know, we arrive in Florida and we're like, oh, actually, I was trying to go to California. Why am I in Florida? Oops, I should have checked. I should have checked that road map that I was looking at. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like we've run off in a different direction. And I've noticed that a lot in my life. It looks like I'm doing a huge amount of stuff, but it's not always valuable. You know, when I started out in business, I used to do 10-hour days. I was full speed ahead. I was always doing something. But what would happen is after 6 months, I'd kind of treaded water. There was no direction in what I was doing. Nowadays, I've built a team that are better at finishing. I've focused on specific projects. I actually do a lot less in a week than I used to. And I get more achieved by doing less, because I can just pick what's actually important. I know what my strategy is. I don't know all the problems that are going to arise, but I know where I'm going. And so I can finish things or get other people to finish them. And I know my challenges. I know I'm not going to finish that, so I need someone to help me. Or I'm not going to write that contract because it's not my skill set. I'm going to find someone to help me with that problem or challenge. You know, all these things are getting better planned for. Now, by no means have I gotten to a place of perfection. I still run off in directions. You know, we're looking at redoing the Truth About Dyslexia test online, and we've got a bloody, mind my language, brilliant, brilliant concept that'll hopefully be in demo in the next week. There's tactics at full speed. But I ran off in that direction before I took a step back and said, okay, let me think about this. And I caught myself and I said, okay, what's the strategy behind this? What is it actually going to achieve? What else do we need in play? And it's got me thinking about it in a different way and slowing down, saying, actually, that part isn't needed yet. We need to test it here, so I don't need to waste energy in this direction until this first step's completed and tested, or it might take us down a different path. And that's strategical thinking versus tactical thinking. And this applies to people in the workplace as well. You know, you've got to go, okay, I can just do my work. Tap one after another, I can do it as quickly as possible. Sometimes it's better to take a step back and say, what is the result I'm trying to create? You know, what are they paying me for? What is the actual end result? And how can I get to that end result strategically that maybe gives me more time? Like, wouldn't it be great to challenge yourself? Say, okay, here's where they want me to get. If I get 10% above their expectations, they'll be stoked. Do they really care how long it takes me to do it? Really? Do you know what I mean? It's kind of, this is, you know, I did this in a job once and it was brilliant. It was great. It worked really well. I got a lot of spare time. But, you know, this is that challenge of us seeing a big picture, running off on tactics, and not thinking about the actual overall strategy. So that's what I wanted to share today. I hope that's been valuable, guys. I hope that's got you thinking about mapping your own life out and your own goals. And, you know, how can you start thinking a little bit more strategically? Is there one thing you're trying to do that you feel you've run off into it and it's kind of burnt you out because you haven't taken a step back to look at the strategy to get to the big picture? Hopefully that's made some sense. Make sure you jump into Adult Dyslexia Secrets if you've got any questions. I am always floating around and be more than happy to answer them. Have an epic rest of your day.